Today's gospel is a gospel about giving testimony. And it kind of seems simple enough. The question was, how do we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And to be honest with you, you're going to have to take someone's word for it. You have to take the gospel writer's word for it. That's what we have and we read in the gospels. You have to take my word for it when you come here every Sunday and I tell you that he is the Son of God. And today in gospel, you hear that the people had to take John the Baptist's word for it, that he is the Son of God. But what's the problem with taking somebody's word for it? What's the problem with eyewitness testimony? The problem is that, as most people, you would think eyewitness testimony is pretty good. But if you talk to anybody in law enforcement or lawyers, they'll tell you eyewitness testimony is notoriously wrong. You'll have six people see something and they'll all report six different things that they saw. So what are we to believe when we hear testimony about something? And especially testimony with something as fantastic as this man is the Son of God. So under what conditions can testimony be believed? The first answer is if you really know the person. He's your son, he's your daughter, he's your brother, he's your sister. You grew up with them. He's your best friend that you've known since grade school. You can give testimony about that person. You know what they're like. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to be said. I've been married to this person for 50 years. I know everything they're going to do. You can give testimony under that condition. The second condition is under something you saw the person do that was phenomenal. There was something that was extraordinary that you saw, and now you can say, I can say that about that person. Something that you saw that a person did that was really wonderful, and you can say, you know, that's really a nice person. I saw them do this. Or likewise, if somebody did something bad, you can say, you know, that's not a very nice person. Look what they did. I know the story that I have is there's this one doctor, only one, that thinks I'm the best pediatrician in the world. I'm not telling him no, but what happened was a long time ago, he was a family practice physician and he had a patient that they couldn't figure out what was wrong. So he called me up on the phone and he told me all the symptoms, and just off the top of my head, I said, well, maybe he's got this. And that's what they had. And so he thought I was like God. So he tells everybody I was the best pediatrician in the world. I didn't want to tell him all the mistakes I made, but he still thinks that to this day. So they saw somebody do something that was miraculous, and to them they now can say something about that person. The gospel today, that John the Baptist, we're talking about that second kind of seeing. He saw a dove come down on this person, and God himself told him, if you see this, this is my son. And so he testified to that event. That second type of testimony, however, demands something else. It demands the person that's giving the testimony, what's your credentials? Let me see your resume. How trustworthy are you that we can believe what you just said? That's the secret to what that testimony says. When you give testimony about something like that, it's saying something about yourself. You're saying something about who you are. We heard in the second reading, the very beginning of the letter to the Corinthians, I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. There's my credential right there. If you listen to the first reading, it's Isaiah. I was called while I was still in my mother's womb by God. There's my credentials. John the Baptist, we all know. We all seen pictures of John the Baptist. Camel hair rag, hair hanging down, holding a staff. He comes out of the woods eating locusts and wild berries and things. He looks like a prophet. He looks like someone who has devoted his life to God's message and giving God's message. And in fact, John the Baptist says in our gospel, this is the very reason I am here. My entire life was to find this person. This is something, imagine your entire life around one thing and it happens. How exciting that moment would be for you. And John the Baptist walked the talk so people would believe what he said. So how are you to bring testimony in your life that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? What does that mean? Will you do it superficially, like eyewitness testimony? I come to Mass on Sunday, I do a little prayers, I say the Nicene Creed, we talk, we do it, and I go home. We also know some people that grew up with God in their hearts from the time that they were very young. I call them saints because I've only met a few. But they're people that from the very beginning, they have Christ in him, and they grew up with him, so they can say, and we can believe their testimony because we know they're saintly people. But that's not most of us. It's certainly not me. Most of us are here today because we heard and saw something that God did in our lives that was a miracle. Our hearts were restless, and we came here, and Jesus Christ touched us in some way. He rescued us in some way. He saw us the light in darkness in some way. And so we've come here because we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we now want to testify to that effect. So how, and if we're going to testify, what's our spiritual credentials? What's your spiritual credentials as you sit here today? If you're going to testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is Jesus Christ the total meaning of your life? The total goal of your life? Is the reason for you to be here to become Christ? If you want your testimony to be believed, if you want people to believe you, you better walk the talk. So that when you give testimony that Jesus Christ is God, people will say, you know, that's valid testimony. Look at the way that they lead their lives. If you don't do that, if you don't walk the talk, if you sit here and proclaim that Jesus Christ is God and then you walk out and you don't act anything like that, you're not only hurting yourself. Remember the warning where Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. So you're hurting yourself, but you're also misrepresenting the power of the Word of God to everyone else. You're saying to them, I don't believe Jesus is really the Son of God. And there's another saying that's just as dangerous. It said, beware or woe to those who cause children to sin. And there's no more way to cause children to sin than be hypocritical of who we are. You know, when I see kids in confession, and I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to sound funny, I tell them, you know, when the kids say to me, well, I don't obey my parents, I say, you know, that's not so bad. Because you can say you're sorry, and you can obey them. And you can say, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, I'm going to do this for you because I know I didn't listen to you. But what I tell kids what I don't like is lying. Because once you get labeled as a liar, it's like putting a tattoo on you. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm a liar. Because once that happens and once somebody says that you're a liar, how do you get rid of that? Do you say, I'm not going to lie anymore? Well, you're a liar. So not living your life as Christ is you and you want to become Christ, the one lying is one of the things that really will cause little ones to sin. When they see that you're going to church and everything, but then you're going home and you're not living the life of Christ, that's causing children to sin. So when you give your profession of faith, when you give your testimony, you are obliged to believe what you say and to believe that you will be in God and in Jesus who you say you are and who you profess at every Mass that you come to. Or frankly, I would tell you, don't say it when we say the Nicene Creed. Just don't say it because you don't want to be hypocritical. And you really don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. But if you do, and you've decided to become Christ, then I tell you, just like John the Baptist, you will know in your life that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.